What is going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Bear Performance Podcast. I am your host, Nick Bear, CEO of Bear Performance Nutrition. And first off, I want to dive into this episode saying it's been a hot minute. I've been gone from the podcast game for a few weeks now. Been regularly uploading and creating content still on YouTube, Instagram, sharing on Facebook, on a daily basis, if not twice a day, at least once a day, on some sort of platform. And I want to dive into kind of what has been going on. You know, I like using this platform. I like using the podcast platform because I can just sit down and talk about something that's either been on my mind on a run for that day. You know, when I'm running, I think a lot about a lot of things, specifically like things that I want to talk about and discuss and on deeper levels that really I can't get across as easily like in a YouTube video or an Instagram post. I love the platform of the podcast for this very reason. And that's why we're gonna launch more episodes of the podcast moving forward. Now, the next episode of the podcast, I'm gonna be talking about, I mean, there's so much to catch up on. The next episode of the podcast, I will be talking about running the sub 5 minute mile that I did that almost like a week and a half now. About a week and a half now, I ran a 4:53 minute per mile pace, a 4:53 mile, sub 5 minute mile at 194 pounds, which has been a goal of mine for years now. Accomplished that, and we'll talk about it in the next episode. I don't want to really ruin anything. If you saw the YouTube video, you saw me do that crazy experience. And I'll talk about how I kind of transitioned from, you know, bodybuilding, powerlifting months ago, where I was running 5:57 mile to a sub five. Crazy experience, really great training journey, something I want to share with you guys. But let's talk about why the delays in podcasts recently. You know, like I said, I love this platform. Like, why haven't I uploaded more? Well, that has to do with a lot of things going on with Bear Performance Nutrition right now, a lot of our growth. So to kind of dive right in, over the past 12 months, we have grown 300%. Yes, 300%. We have tripled sales. Our sales, for example, last month, April, were triple what they were in April of 2019. And it's just part of all the things we've been working on for years now that have just compounded into this growth and building the brand correctly. And I'll dive into some things we're currently working on right now. And if you're a business owner, you're an entrepreneur, something you want to pursue, I'll tell you, there's going to be some golden nuggets shared in these upcoming episodes of things that we've implemented and been working on for a long time now, but are finally coming to life and seeing them come to life from all the work put in for honestly like months, if not years, leading up to this point. It's been a great experience. You know, and I want to share some of these things that we've done with you guys, so you can take it, turn it, use it in your business, in your life. Whether you're a manager at a business, you're in the corporate sector, you want to start your own business, they're all applicable. But right now, you know, we have 11 full-time employees now, and that's about triple of the employees we had a year ago at Bear Performance Nutrition. 11 full-time employees, and we just moved into our expansion. So, you know, in March of 2019, we moved into our new warehouse, which was 10,000 square feet. We upgraded from about 6,000 square feet to 10,000 square feet with higher ceilings. So we had more clearance for more levels of inventory. And within a year of being there, almost exactly a year of being there, we outgrew that space. So we just moved into our expansion, which is next door to our current unit. And now we have a corner lot. So we're now in 20,000 square feet. We needed room for inventory because of just the demand and having the supply of our inventory on hand. We definitely needed more office space. I mean, we started getting really cramped office space-wise. So this move could not have been a more perfect, ideal time. We're currently in the process of building out the offices and building out the warehouse space so we can completely transition into that expansion, into that whole 20,000 square feet. And the setup is just awesome. And, you know, one of the reasons the podcasts haven't been happening lately is that when we first moved into that warehouse, we had a studio for the podcast. You know, I got the mic set up. I got the room all set up for it to be able to record and film. And quickly, as we grew over the past year, bringing on more employees, more staff, well, that was more noise. That was more bodies and offices. And I got to a point where we realized, I mean, the big determining factor in our expansion was we needed more space for offices because, you know, we have a pretty open concepts office space in our current warehouse. So you'd have me on a phone call or recording a video. You'd have Daniel, who's our director of business operations, who would be on a phone call with ambassadors, he's heading the ambassador program right now. You'd have Preston, who is our COO, my brother. He'd be on a call with manufacturers. He deals with a lot of our manufacturing. He deals with our accounts receivable, accounts payable. So he's always on the call. You'd have Joe, who's our customer service quality control director. He'd be in the office too on phone calls. And then people would be coming in and out of the office all the time, dropping off packages or visiting or we'd have meetings. You know, FedEx and USPS would come in. And I got to a point where there was just so much communication that you'd look out the window, Daniel would be on a call in the parking lot, Preston would be on a call in the gym, you know, someone would be in the warehouse on a call. And recording a podcast just got really difficult in that space because, man, it was loud. There was no privacy. It was growth, but it was awesome. I mean, it is like seeing the growth, just seeing the warehouse parking lot fill up as much as it is right now. It is crazy. And I made a post about this the other day, 8 years ago, about 8 years ago. Now this August will be 8 years. I started Bear Performance Nutrition. And I'm sure a lot of you guys know the story, but I started this brand out of my college apartment. And this college apartment was about 1,000 square feet. And I shared this 1,000 square foot apartment with five other guys and another guy sleeping on our couch in our living room. And to paint you a picture, it's on the second story above like a bar at the Indiana University of Pennsylvania. And my room was probably 10 feet by 10 feet. And it was in back of the floor. It was in the back of the apartment complex or our apartment. Just try to envision this. And my door, when I first moved in, the door was broken. So I went to Home Depot. I bought a door, ended up buying the wrong size door. So the door didn't fit. So my lock was a padlock affixed on the outside of my door. And in there, in that room is where I held my inventory. It's where I fulfilled my orders. You know, sitting on my bed, I'd pack my orders at night. I would drop off the few orders that came in that week at the post office on the way to class in the morning. Like, I shit you not, I would be walking to class or on my bike, and the post office was in between my apartment and the campus. So I would stop at the post office on the way. I'd drop off my packages, you know, a few bottles of Flight here and there on the weekend or during the week. And we maybe got one order every other day at that point, 2012. And that was the start of Bear Performance Nutrition. You know, I can literally see it in my head. I can experience still packing in those first orders and what laptop I was using and where my printer was sitting and where I would drop them off exactly and what that post office looked like and what it smelled like. You know, it was this old post office where the paint was chipping off and it was painted white, but you could see all the exposed wood underneath this old rustic classic post office building, and it had the big like iron eagle up top, and it's like it was yesterday, 8 years ago. I'm telling you, like, it went so fast. But when I was sitting in my new office and in our new expansion this past week, and I was just thinking about the journey, I was thinking about the process, like, I got the chills, because 8 years ago I could have never imagined where it would have grown and what it would have become. and to see the numbers and the volume we're pushing out on a daily basis, and the team that we've built behind a mission, behind a vision. I mean, that's my favorite part about being an entrepreneur. I've talked about this before. Building a team and having that team, that's my favorite part about being a business owner. And it almost reminds me of being in the military. You know, being the platoon leader in the infantry and leading this team and taking care of the guys, that's what being an entrepreneur to me feels like, and growing the team bigger and bigger. It's like someone mentioned this in a direct message the other day. They were like, you're building your own platoon, like back when you were in the Army, because these dudes are just getting after it. Like our team is so driven behind passion for what they believe in. They believe in this company and our mission, our vision. And it fucking jacks me up, man. It jacks me up seeing the passion in these guys as they're working. So that's what's been going on over the past couple of months, is we're occupying this new expansion for our warehouse and our offices. And so the way we have it set up is we've now occupied two spaces, each about 10,000 square feet. We are moving the packing stations and the offices over to the new part of the warehouse. So there's more office space over there. There's more space for packing stations there. We are doing that for a few reasons. One, like I said, there's more space, but we want to separate the gym, which is in our old space, from the packing stations. Because you can imagine, as guys are packing orders throughout the day, it's loud. There's boxes moving around. There's tape guns going. So we want to be able to film content in the gym so you're not hearing packing guns going all the time. If you watch some of my videos, you'll pick up in the background, if I ever film during the day, you'll hear tape guns going nonstop. And the second reason is we want to use the old office space as kind of a quiet area. So that's where we're going to do Zoom calls with companies we're working with. That's where we're going to have a studio for filming videos and taking photos with like an infinity wall. And that's where our podcast studio is going to be, so we can create and film and record more podcasts without having the issue of noise. All great problems to have. Like, these are growing pains. These are growing problems. And this is one of the problems that I'm glad to be having. Like, this is a problem I'm glad to be having. Like, right now I'm recording this podcast at 10 p.m. on a Tuesday night. Because of that reason, the warehouse and the offices, there's so much going on throughout the day. There's so much momentum. Like, you can hear the momentum of the brand picking up speed and growing and gaining exposure and gaining this community and building this community. You can hear momentum through the fucking walls. It's awesome. So some things we're working on right now is we are releasing in a week from now, Go One More Sport, which is our endurance product. It is a carbohydrate and electrolyte supplement. So each serving has 20 grams of carbs being supplied from cluster dextrin, which is a superior carb source we decided to use because it's very fast gastric emptying. And then a full electrolyte panel, 350 milligrams of sodium, naturally flavored, naturally sweetened. So we've been building up hype on that product, because that took a whole year to finish the formula, put it through R&D, put it through testing on endurance, training and athletes, locking in the flavors, and then placing the production order. So that's been one of the longest products that we've worked on through R&D, specifically because we are trying to master and find the perfect carbohydrate source. And for us, cluster dextrin was that one for endurance athletes. You got to assume, you know, a lot of endurance athletes are going to be using a product like this during their training, whether that's running for an extended period of time or on a bike for an extended period of time. And you want something that is going to be fast gastric emptying, because you don't want these carbs to be sitting in your stomach as you're trying to train. As you're training, the blood is mainly being supplied to the muscles being trained. As soon as you put something in your stomach, like a carbohydrate powder, Some blood is going to the stomach to fulfill digestion. And you want it to digest as fast as possible. So that's why we chose Cluster Dextrin. So that is like the main product launch we have coming up next week, next Tuesday. And so that'll be May 19th. And then at the end of this month, at the end of May or early June, we are launching our vegan protein, our plant-based protein. We're doing this mainly for people who can't tolerate milk products or whey protein products. You know, if you have an issue with you're intolerant to lactose or milk-based products, whey protein, you might get some stomach discomfort, some gas, some bloating. There's a lot of people that just can't handle whey products or milk products. So we created a plant-based protein powder for people like that, or for people who, for whatever reason, don't consume meat or dairy or are vegan. So that is launching in a peanut butter cookie and chocolate flavor in the next couple of weeks. And those are the two big things we're working on right now. And, you know, moving into this new warehouse space was perfect timing because we're going to have a lot of inventory moving into the warehouse for that. So that's kind of, that's a down low on what we've been going through recently and the big changes we're experiencing and just the energy that we are currently living in, despite everything else that's going on in the world right now with COVID-19. But these are things that we've had in the works for months. And this was the real intent of this podcast. This is a real message I wanted to get across. You know, like I said, when I'm running, I do a lot of my thinking, whether that's, you know, a 7 mile run, whether that's a 10 plus mile run. Running is that one thing, like I've stated before, where I can clear my mind and focus on one thing. And when I'm running lately, there's this one thing that keeps popping back in my head. And it's really about the last 7 months of my life. You know, I go through these times, and I've gone through these times in my life where I really dig deep. Now, remember that word, dig. A clear example is when I was in South Korea for 9 months with the military, I dug really deep during those 9 months. And it was probably the most effective, efficient, productive 9 months of my life because I scaled my company in all of my free time. You know, while I was there, my main job was the Army and being an infantry platoon leader. But in every waking moment, I did not miss an opportunity to seize an opportunity. And I took advantage of my free time and my time off from work, and I dug deep to grow my brand, which positioned me to transition out of the military successfully with Bayer Performance Nutrition in a good spot. You know, there's parts of your life, there's times in your life, at least mine, I by no means will ever tell anyone how to live their life. A lot of things I talk about are based off the way I live my life. Who am I to tell you how to live your life, right? Do whatever you want. But a lot of these things I'm talking about, they're things that I'm doing with my life and they're working with me. And if you want to go after something great, you might want to apply it too because it might work. It might work for you too. So I go through these times in my life where I dig really deep for long periods of time. And these last 7 months is a clear example of that. It's a massive investment in time, money, and resources. You see, about 7 months ago was right after we had our first $1 million month. And, you know, we documented this process on YouTube and we created a YouTube video out of it. It was right after Black Friday in November. And it was our first 7-figure month. And after that, we had momentum. You know, I had a lot of momentum, a lot of energy going. And I think there's two different ways people, there's probably a few different ways people can take this opportunity. One, they can see that it was successful and just keep sustaining that they can, two, celebrate like crazy, act stupid, probably buy something dumb, and take a hit, take a step backwards. Or, like in my case, you can realize the momentum and opportunity that is right in front of your face, take it, and run with it full speed. And that's what I did. I saw this opportunity where we had momentum, the team had so much energy, everyone was behind it, and I made some massive moves. One, I hired a rebrand agency, and I figured it was a good time to implement a small rebrand. Every couple of years, and a lot of companies do this, you do a small rebrand. Maybe you look at your brand colors, your brand identity, your brand fonts, some of your designs, some of your logos, like secondary logos. And we didn't want to make big changes to the brand, but I knew we had to more clearly define our brand identity with redefined color palettes, fonts, some secondary logos, secondary icons. The same BPN logo remains, the same labels remain. But I hired this rebranding agency to help me build out this new brand identity with some small changes of a rebrand, and then build out a completely new website that followed this rebrand identity. You know, as you grow, as you scale a business, you have to keep investing back into that business if you want to continue to see it grow and scale. I see a lot of people that they get this small piece of success, and instead of putting that money back into the business, they put it in their pocket, and the business might not suffer, but it grows slower. You're stunting its growth. So I saw this opportunity after Black Friday with our biggest month to date at that point. And I said, I'm going to invest back in the company. Time, money, and resources. One of those things was hiring that rebranding agency. Another thing was we went through the BSCG, banned substance free, drug free certification process. So we invested a lot of money to get our products third-party tested. So now every time one of our products runs through production, it gets shipped to the banned substance control group. They test it and they certify it banned substance free, drug free. So we have that seal of approval. So NCAA athletes can use our products. Professional athletes can use our products. Military, law enforcement, CrossFit, UFC. We went through that process. Well, because we went through that process, we now had to appoint someone as director of quality control within our business. So then we started putting some of our staff through all the quality control training to ensure that they're following the guidelines of the banned substance control group and adhering to the standards between the banned substance control group and our manufacturers. So we took on a lot of new opportunities to build out systems. You know, in the military, you learn all about standard operating procedures, SOPs, or systems you have in place to ensure things are running smoothly to a standard. Well, we've implemented all these standard operating procedures or SOPs within our business, these systems, to maintain our quality, our accuracy, our customer service, and our brand growth. We also build out a completely brand new, for us, email marketing system. We relooked all of our paid advertising strategies. We relooked all of our search engine optimization strategies. And we just made some big changes. Right before the new year of 2020. And I knew when I made those changes, it was going to be months before they all started coming to life. And it was going to be a deep dig for months. And I am now coming out of that dig where these last 7 months were fucking wild. I'm telling you, it was awesome. About 5 a.m. to like 11 p.m., midnight, just about 7 days a week. And the reason was I knew I had to dig. Here's the thing about digging. Digging, it is not the word grind, it's not the word hustle. If you've read my book, 25 Hours a Day, you know I fucking hate those words. I hate those words because the word grind and hustle is used by so many people who will say they're grinding and hustling just when they go to the gym, just when they do the bare minimum, just when they do something a little bit better. I don't like those words. But digging is a word that I fucking love. And I think of this picture when I think of the word digging. And you guys might have seen it online before or circulating around social media. And it's these two people, one guy on top, one guy on bottom. And it's a cartoon and they're digging in like these trenches. And on the left side of the screen, or the picture, is both of them digging. And on the right side of the screen is this big diamond. And the guy on top, he quits digging when he's about an inch away from the diamond. And the guy on bottom kept digging until he hit the diamond. All right, so what's that mean? So many people, they get this momentum, they get this energy, this motivation, this inspiration. Maybe they listened to a podcast, maybe they watched a video, maybe they heard a story, maybe they gained a little momentum, they had this energy, and they start digging. But not everyone keeps digging, because the thing about digging is you don't know when it's going to stop. You don't know when you're going to hit that diamond. You don't know when it's going to pay off, but you keep digging until it does. See, that's what's been my strength, my strategy for years. Growing up, I was never the smartest. I wasn't the most athletic. I wasn't the most skilled. There were people way smarter than me, way more skilled than me, way more talented than me. Think about me, though. I knew not to stop digging. Maybe I was ignorant to the fact, but I just kept digging. And that's why 8 years later, after starting Bear Performance Nutrition out of my college apartment in Western Pennsylvania, it is where it is today. That's why these last 12 months we've had 300% growth. And not just applying this to business. Man, look at fitness. Look at like running. You know, it's funny. When I started training for the Ironman, everyone said he's not going to be able to do it. Now that I'm training for this sub-3-hour marathon, people say he's not going to be able to do it. When I said I'm going to run a sub-5-minute mile, people said, nah, he's not going to do it. These people are talking. The thing is, they don't realize I know how to dig. I'll dig till I hit the bottom of the earth. And that's what I know how to do very, very well. You see, there's opportunity. Every day, there's opportunity right in front of your face, right in front of my face, right in front of your face, right in front of everyone's face. But the people that win are the people that take the opportunity. Too many people turn that opportunity down. It's not the right time. It's not the right place. I'll wait for the next one. People are turning down opportunities left and right every single day. But when you take these opportunities, no matter how small or no matter how big, they gain momentum and they get you to where you need to be. Fitness, business, your management career, your family, whatever it is, you got to keep digging. You know, it's funny. I think the reason I really started thinking about this whole concept was I was checking out my book reviews a few months ago, and this was like right after launching 25 Hours a Day in January. And I was looking at some of these book reviews, and one of the reviews said that the book was unrelatable because when I was in South Korea and building my business, I slept less than 4 hours a night a lot of the nights, and it wasn't sustainable or realistic for most people. And I was by no means mad at the guy who left the comment, but I was mad at the fact that that mindset exists out there. Everyone wants it easy. You know, I'm sure you've heard me say this before too. When I first launched my company, my dad told me, he pulled me aside. He said, you know, if it was easy, everyone was going to be doing it. To this day, if there's something you want to do and it's that easy, well, then everyone would do it. Here's the thing. Those nights where I was sleeping less than 4 hours for months at a time, that was my dig. I knew I had a dig because I saw the momentum. I felt the momentum. I saw the opportunity. I only had so many hours in a day. I was working a full-time job in the Army. I was building my business on the side. I was creating content. I was learning how to do it. The only option, the only valid, the only realistic option was to sleep less. It's what I had to do to make it work. It's what I had to do to be able to dig deeper. And I think about this guy's comment every so often. Because it makes me not even angry. It makes me sad that the mindset exists where it should be easy to achieve levels of success and greatness. Because it has to be sustainable. Now, by no means am I saying for the rest of your life, sleep less than 4 hours. Or that you have to sleep less than 4 hours to reach levels of success and achieve your goals. That'd be stupid if I would say that. But there's certain situations and circumstances where it's absolutely necessary to do whatever you have to do to reach that level. And for me at the time, it was to reduce my amount of sleep in order to work more due to my demanding schedule. You see, the day doesn't end when you're tired. The day ends when it's over. In the military, they used to tell us, you train to standard. You don't train to time. When the standard is complete, it is then over. Just because the time has elapsed and the time has reached completion doesn't mean it's over. It's over when you've reached the end state, when you've reached the standard. So that being said, keep digging until you reach that standard. Even when the time that you have set has elapsed, keep digging till you reach it. So that is the episode. I am glad and I am happy to be back on this platform. Looking forward to creating more podcasts in our new studio, in our expanded warehouse of Bear Performance Nutrition. So guys, thank you for being a part of this journey and this process. I am glad to be able to document and share the wins, the failures, the successes, and the losses with you along the way. Because it's part of being an entrepreneur. It's part of being a business owner. And it's a part of putting yourself out there in something really difficult and experiencing the struggle firsthand. I'll tell you what, the most rewarding thing I've ever done. So I'll see you guys in the next episode.